your time, kids.
Welcome back to the Matchstick Studio podcast. That's matchstickstudio.co in your browser and on Instagram. My name is Jordan Carmen, and I want to talk about something that I hope I don't give too many of my opinions on. This is something I have been thinking about and wrestling with on whether or not to talk about it since the podcast began. And, you know, if you know me at all, you probably already know my opinions on this, especially if you're a client of ours and we've had meetings together. This has definitely come up. And I think more and more information is come out on it now. And I probably shouldn't be as worried about it as I am, because I think at this point in time, probably everybody's opinion is like mine. But the reason I wrestle with it is because we do offer some services in this realm. And, you know, a smart business person wouldn't naysay something that could potentially earn their company money. But I have to talk about social media. And I'm going to try to keep this as positive and as business oriented as possible. But I mean, I have to say that social media is the scourge of our society. It is tearing us apart in general. You know, it's full of kids mostly. Most of the users who are on social media are children. And besides them, it's full of bots and misinformation. And it's, if you're a business, it's in 2020, it's almost impossible to stand out. And it costs a lot more money than I think anybody is getting out of it. You know, I haven't watched, there's a new documentary on Netflix called The Social Dilemma. I have not watched it yet. I have watched the preview. The reason I haven't watched it is because I know it's going to make me mad. It's what we've kind of been saying for years now. There was this heyday in social media in the early 2010s. And that was probably closer to what it should have been like, especially for businesses, where you could actually post something and your followers or the people that liked your page or whatever would actually see it. And so you could, you know, it was lucrative. It was a smart thing to do to build your social following, because if you make a post, then people are going to see it. But that's no longer the case. It's less and less and less and less and less people that are going to see anything about you. It goes down every day. And like I said, it's nearly impossible to stand out, to receive attention. And if you do now, it's probably not the right kind of attention. Personally, I feel like social media in its current form, or in any form possibly, just needs to die. We need to be spending much more valuable time with people and face-to-face interactions and face-to-face conversations. But look, here's our main thing. This is our mantra that we've been talking about since the beginning of the formation of Matchstick Studio. It's always been that we believe that businesses should own their own space online. We believe that you should own your customers and the communication with those customers. You don't need to be on someone else's platform that is just that is not going to show your announcements to the people who have already said they want to follow you unless you give them money. I mean, can you imagine if, let's say you're a retail, if you're a retailer and Walmart says, hypothetically, Walmart says, hey, we're going to allow other retailers to set up shop inside of our stores. And you can make an, you can make announcements on price updates or new products whenever you want. But we're going to control the number of people that hear that announcement. We're going to control the number of people that we send over to your section of the store unless you float us some more cash. It's free to set up, but float us some cash. Facebook at this point is kind of like the mob. I really feel like social media, as far as posts go, I do want to get into the actual advertising side a little bit, because I'm not against paid advertising. When you're paying for an advertisement designed to attract new customers, that's a good thing. And if there's a platform that has the customer base that you're looking for and you want to advertise on that platform, by all means, that's a great, smart thing to do. What I'm primarily talking about is the everyday posts and interactions, which just eats up time in your business and makes almost no ROI on any of this. But it just seems mobbish to me. So, you know, you make a post. Here's what happens. You make a post, right? Let's say, hypothetically, you have 10,000 followers on Facebook or Instagram or something like that. You make a post, you're launching a new product. So you make the post and look at your metrics or your analytics, and they say, hey, great news. You got 4 likes and we showed it to 150 people. And you go, well, or Facebook will say, hey, you know, you could reach more people if you paid us a little money. And you say, oh, great. How many people can I reach? They go, hold on. Hold up there, chief. Hang on a second. How about you tell us how much money you're willing to spend? And you go, I don't know. How's 50 bucks sound? And Facebook goes, for 50 bucks, we could, we could show that to maybe somewhere between 500 to 1,500 people out of the people that have already followed your account that want to get updates on new products from you. Well, yeah, we could show it to, maybe between 500 and 1,500 people. You go, well, that's not enough. I was hoping to show it to everybody. What happens if I give you $100? For $100, maybe we could give you, we'll show it to 750 to 3,300 people. Well, the range really changed. But the lower limit didn't even double for double the money. What's going on here? So what does it take? You might be wondering, so what does it take if I want to show it to all 10,000 of my followers, the people that said they wanted to receive updates from my business? Well, we can't really guarantee that anybody's really going to see it. We don't know when they're online. We don't know who else is willing to pay us. You know, there's a company down the street that said they would pay more. So some of their customers are the same as your customers. So we're probably just going to show them. Doesn't this sound insane? Doesn't this sound like the like you're getting shook down? They're coming around for more money every time you make a post. We'll show it to a few people, but if you really want to, if you really want anybody to see, you're gonna have to pay us some more money. Well, I thought all these people already wanted to follow us. Or they already wanted to hear from us. Not when you're on our block. Let me talk about paid advertising a little bit, because I don't think that actual paid advertising is a negative thing, even on social media or any platform that has a user base. You know, not every platform is going to be for every business. I think that's an important thing to note for any business out there. Just because you hear about a lot of people being on Facebook doesn't mean that that's your target market, that the people that are on there are going to buy your product. You could find another platform that would have a better audience than just the big giant social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. There are so many other platforms that exist that have paid advertising options that may be really great for you. And if Facebook is really great, that's where your target audience is, great. Let's talk about paid advertising to help you find new customers. I just think there are far more interesting and innovative ways to get your business in front of potential customers, and B, to keep in contact with the customers that you already have. I guess I believe that you have a right as a business owner, or your business has a right, to communicate with a customer that has already told you they would like to receive communications from you. However that may be. And again, we preach owning your own platform. How do you want to communicate with customers? And how do your customers sign up for those things? Email lists are still a great thing. Text messaging is becoming a great thing. Although I would only do it for people that opt into it. Don't be fooled. This is a side note. Don't be fooled by all of the great text message open rates that you're seeing being tossed around there, because those are based on first text messages. And so if somebody buys a text message list and then blasts out a text message marketing campaign, of course the first time somebody gets something that they didn't opt into, they're probably going to open it and immediately probably stop, and that's going to look real bad for your business. I wouldn't do that. Let people opt into it, and don't abuse that power either. Just because someone has opted into your email list, or opted into your text message list, or opted into your chat list, or whatever it is where you're providing their announcements, don't abuse that. Don't spam them with an email 10 times a day. Be respectful of their time. They have chosen to follow you. Be respectful of their time. But again, at the end of the day, I think you have a right to communicate with a customer that has opted in to receive communication from you, or has said that they wanted to follow your business or receive updates from your business. That's why I think social media is it's in the toilet right now as from a societal perspective. But from a business perspective, we've come a long way from the early 2010s where you could make a post and have that post be shown to darn near all the people that were following you, down to a tiny, small fraction. I think we're down under 3% or less of the people that would just see it because you posted it. That's an awful lot of time and effort and money to be spending on something that then they'll just turn around and say, hey, give us a little bit more money. The good news is there are plenty of other ways, and like I said, plenty of other ways that I find extremely more interesting or innovative to pursue for your business. And we're going to continue to preach owning your own space online and creating the platform and the tools that can help all of our clients achieve that. So that's it for now on the Matchstick Studio podcast. Thanks for listening. That's matchstickstudio.co in your browser and on Instagram. We'll see you down the road.